This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
To take us in the first word tonight, the morning session was something else. I was extremely blessed by the ministry of this, my beloved brother. And tonight again, under the cloud of this miraculous, is coming for his final session in YMR 2023 and not the last in YMR. With Jesus' joy in your heart, welcome with me, a man of God, my beloved brother, Pastor Isaac Oyedepo. Do it better for Jesus. Precious, can you come now? Can you come, please? Let's raise a worship song as he ministers.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It is raining all around us. We can feel it. It's a lot of rain. Lift your hands, everybody. Ride on Jesus. Give us more rain.
Until we are wet and we are soaked. In the light of rain.
Would you please take us? Let's worship him.
It is raining.
Everybody lift your hands.
All over me. I can feel it. It's the light of rain. Say ride on Jesus.
Ride on Jesus.
Give us more.
Give us more rain.
Until we
are
away.
Until we
are away. And
we are so.
Say, ride on Jesus.
Ride on Jesus.
Give us more rain.
Give us more rain.
Until we are away.
Until we are
away. And we are so.
Waymaker.
Miracle worker, promise keeper, you're the light in the darkness, my God, and that is who you are. We know you to be a way maker, say, you are promise keeper, you are my God, yeah. Way
lift up your hands tonight. It's a serious night. It's a sensitive night, and we've seen several miracles God has done here tonight. Amazing signs and wonders. We saw a reminder from last year's YMR of the gentleman that couldn't walk, that came off crutches, came off the wheelchair and all of that, and we saw him here again tonight. Has God changed? Let me hear you at YMR. Has God changed? And so, Father, we are gathered to you far beyond Redemption City. It's a global meeting. Thank you for tonight. You've called it a power night. We've seen your wonders already. And you are not done with us yet. Holy Spirit, this is your night. intercept, interrupt, interject. The same way you will do it when Daddy Gio ministers. Do it here again tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. For all you do, Lord, I vow to return all the glory, honor, and praise. Let Jesus clearly be glorified in our midst. For it is in Jesus' precious name we pray. YMR, give the Lord a shout of praise tonight. Is that the loudest shout you can give tonight? This is the final night of YMR 2023. If the rain is already falling on you, because the clouds are already heavy, will you give the Lord the loudest shout of praise? Amen. Please, you may be seated. It's never too much to honor our fathers. Ministering here at YMR 2023 wouldn't have been possible if an approval was not given by Daddy Gio. Can we celebrate our Father in the Lord? And for all of our fathers, senior pastors, fellow ministers, I deeply honor and appreciate all of you, sirs and mas, for being here tonight. Praise the Lord. And what do we say to the one God gave the vision for YMR, P. Daniel? Would you celebrate the Lord for his life? For the fire of God that is evident in his life? Every year gets greater. There is no greater gathering like this than this in the world today. Will you give the Lord a big hand for all that God continues to do? If you can hear me tonight, shout a loud hallelujah. I want to believe that everyone can hear tonight is a night of nights. All right, I'm sure you'll be helped. Please, let's make sure everyone can hear clearly. Are you clapping for the Lord? I think he deserves. Come on, let's clap for the Lord. He deserves a bigger hand clap. Amen. Mount Carmel, the fire and the rain. Mount Carmel, the fire and the rain. And this is, by the grace of God, the last session that I'll be having with you at YMR 2023. The first focus was on the fire. How many people have been truly ignited right here tonight? How many know your prayer life will never go down again? That talks about the place of personal revival. We go back to our text, 1 Kings. What's happening? Are you hearing or is it a miracle? All right. You hear clearly right now. 1 Kings chapter 18. And we ended after the altar was repaired. The wood was placed in order. And the sacrifice was placed on the altar. And then Elijah called for fire. And the fire fell. We said when the fire falls on a man or a woman, two major things you will notice is audacity. They begin to speak like authorities. And then number two, among other things, when the fire falls, it doesn't just affect your talk, it affects your walk. You begin to take steps that no one around you feels safe about. You become daring. And we said that there is a call for our generation to come up to Mount Carmel. But we see the second episode here from verse 41 of 1 Kings chapter 18. We stopped at verse 39 in the morning or in the afternoon. Now we take it up from verse 41. We read from verse 41 to 46. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat, and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. And Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. I thought he was on Carmel before. It was on Mount Carmel he called for the fire. But with God, there are always higher levels. The fire fell. If someone ever experienced that, you will fold your hands and relax that now we have seen the fire. But with God, there is always a level called next. And so, he went up. And he cast down himself upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. He said, go again. And he went again 7 times. There's a lesson there. And it came to pass at the 7th time, he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get down that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that as the heaven was black with clouds and wind, there was a great rain. Lift up your hands. The theme of the rain is not for fun. With your hands lifted up, if you are truly thirsty, before tonight is over, in the realm of the spirit, there shall be a great rain upon us. Please, I want hungry people at YMR. If you waited till now, you may as well collect it. There shall be a great outpouring of a great rain of the beginning of a revival upon us. Can somebody at YMR tonight shout the loudest amen? So we quickly see that Mount Carmel, at Mount Carmel, two things happen. One, the fire falls. Two, the rain falls. So if God has called YMR as a generation stepping up to Mount Carmel, if you are truly alert, two things should happen. Your life should be set on fire, and then there should be an outpouring of the rain of His Spirit. The season has been full of clouds. In fact, from what I understand, prayers have been going on since November non-stop. The cloud has been gathering. And in less than 24 hours, YMR 2023 will be over. But I'm glad to announce to somebody, hey, the rain is just beginning. Mount Carmel. The fire and the rain. Now, if you can't see the clouds, how will you prepare for the rain? Elijah prayed for the rain, but before the rain fell, the clouds gathered. This is very important and sensitive. There are many who are shouting the rain but cannot see the cloud. Elijah said there shall be abundance of rain. Peter Daniel has told us that. But before the rain fell, the clouds scattered. This decoration you see here is prophetic. I noticed it from the first day of YMR watching online. When you see this in the realm of the spirit, what does that signify? The rain is on the way. As soon as Elijah saw the cloud that is smaller than this, he screamed, "Go tell her! Something is about to drop." From day one to day two to day three, the clouds have gathered. I'm here to announce to you the forecast states that within the next 24 hours, you are drenched. You are soaked. You are wet. Come on, shout the loudest amen. Somebody ready for rain here tonight, shout the loudest amen. Now, let me tell you where we get it wrong or miss it very often. We oftentimes do not discern the clouds because we look at the skies through the lens of tradition. And the word says, your traditions have made my word of no effect. Maybe you are saying, I came for YMR last year, the theme, I didn't see it happen, so I'm not sure about this one. Take off the lens of tradition. The sons of Issachar had their brethren at their command because they could discern the times and the seasons. Are you seeing how fathers are practically passing buttons to a new generation? Whenever you see things like that, it is evident that there is an outpouring on the way. Allowing a meeting to hold like this and that the GO signs it off and gives his blessing on day one means that rain is on the way. A meeting like this of a new generation and the previous generation ministering on the same altar means that there is rain on the way. Having every year on the increase means that there is rain on the way. I'm here to prophesy to somebody here. Between now and next year, YMR, it will be clear that the rain began to fall from tonight. One of the lessons we learn from Elijah on Mount Carmel is consistency. I saw the video of the prayer walk. Ah, men crying unto God. Day one, prayer walk. Day two, prayer walk. Day three, prayer walk. Tomorrow again, prayer walk. Consistency. The servant of Elijah was sent 7 times. Before the rain came. It may just be one more prayer walk you need. One more. One more. Just one more. What if the servant stopped at the 6th time? One more. But I want to show you something that the Lord showed me. The outpouring is the product of a process. When I say outpouring, I'm interchanging it with the rain. The rain is the product of a process, because if you don't know what it takes to fill the cloud, you are not a candidate for the rain. Quickly, five things, and then we're close tonight. The outpouring process, or the process of the rain, number one, please, if you are following, follow very carefully. One, takes the sound. The sound. The sound. 1 Kings 18:41, we read that. He said, Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up and drink, eat and drink, for there is a sound of the abundance of rain. The rain was not falling yet. In fact, the clouds were just beginning to gather. Yet Elijah said, I hear the sound. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, he said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Look at that. They are pouring. They were gathered in one place, in one accord. And there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind. The wind also precedes the rain. And it filled the house where they were seated. The sound. Every revival is the product. The rain, the outpouring is the product of a process that often begins with a sound. In Joel chapter 2, verse 15, Joel chapter 2, verse 15, and maybe we'll read to 17, Joel 2, verse 15. And we see what the word says. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Verse 16. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. And let the priests, the ministers of God, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thy heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is thy God? And then in verse 21 to 28, please. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice. For the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree also, the vine tree, and all of that. Verse 23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you what? The former rain moderately, and it will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the flood shall be full of wheat, and the fast shall overflow with wine and oil. Verse 25, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar, the palmer of my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, for he has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall not be ashamed. 27, please. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall not be ashamed. 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit afterward. So something happened before then. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. What happened first? The sound. Watch out for new psalmists arising. I have studied every revival, or well, many, not every, but many. When you see psalmists such as we have rising in this generation, beware, rain is on the way. When you see people minister the word and are giving sounds from heaven, beware, rain is on the way. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. The host of this great program is a man that also receives and downloads sounds. I've met men like Theophilus, men like Dunsin. Sounds being downloaded. So hearing tonight that they are coming is indication that rain is about to fall. Sounds. We are not talking about musical performance. We are not talking about having a musical skill. We are talking about men who are downloading melodies from heaven. You find out that we have stepped into a generation where you begin to hear chants. Only men and women of the spirit can discern. That is, men begin to communicate sounds that can only be discerned by men of the spirit. What they hear doesn't have a dialect on the earth. We have seen where men begin to minister in tongues with sounds from heaven. Unique sounds and miracles are taking place. Signs and wonders are taking place. People are stepping out of wheelchairs. No message. We had that tonight. All kinds of miracles. No message. In case you are a psalmist, God is asking me to tell you, you have a crucial role to play. You check all of the generals. You look at Daddy Gio. Before he ministers, what do you hear? Billy Graham, before he ministers. Riyad Bonke, before he ministers. Catherine Kuhlman, before she ministers. The sound will always precede the outpouring of rain. Lift your hands. There's a new mantle coming for psalmists. You may be a pastor here tonight. From tonight, you begin to download sounds from heaven. One of the scariest years in my life that altered and marked me in a very strange way was 2020, 2021, in the midst of the pandemic. I will climb the altar to minister and be hearing sounds. Not sounds of men, sounds from the heavenlies. And I will call the music director and say, I just heard this, 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's put it together. Between Wednesday and Sunday, a sound is released. Don't downplay the place of sounds. Elijah said, I hear the sound. Clouds have not gathered, but I hear the sound. Because before the cloud gathered, the sounds must sound. Number two, the outpouring process is not just the sound, it is the vessel. The vessel. And we've heard so much about purity, heard so much about prayer, heard so much about fasting, heard so much about death to self. Let me warn you, not everyone is a candidate for the rain. The sound may sound, but is the vessel right? The vessel. The vessel must be a consecrated vessel. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19 to 21. The foundation of the Lord standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Let every man that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. The vessel must be one given to the sacrifice of prayer and fasting. Ahab, if you look at the scripture we went, Ahab went up to eat and drink. Elijah went up to pray and to fast. One was eating and drinking, the other was praying and fasting. We heard in the morning from Reverend Samson, we shouldn't just be looking out for the rain. I perceive that's what the Lord showed to me from his teaching. We should be rain carriers. To be a rain carrier, you must be one that is given to the sacrifice of prayer and fasting. The things we see today at the Redeemed Christian Church of God is because of the sacrifice of our fathers. The gathering we are seeing at YMR is because of the sacrifice of the YMR team. The vessel. The vessel, C, must be given to a revelatory and experiential knowledge of God. In 1 Kings 18:42, we saw that Elijah was a man who had a personal walk with God. We heard that this morning from Pastor Bolaji, the personal encounters. Because there is a difference between knowing what God can do and knowing what God will do because you have seen him do it. Massive difference. The vessel. The vessel must also be one given to a high level expectation. And that I learned from my father, Bishop Oyedepo. High level expectation, they call that the spirit of faith. The vessel. So one is the sound. Two is the vessel. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. One, the sound. Two, the vessel. But under the vessel, A, the vessel must be a consecrated vessel. B, the vessel must be one given to the sacrifice of prayer and fasting. See, the vessel must be one given to a revelatory and experiential knowledge of God, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. D, the vessel must be one given to high level expectation. You see that Elijah knew the cloud must gather because the rain must fall. Why? He had heard the sound. Two, he knew the state of his vessel. Now three is the cloud. The sound, the vessel, and the cloud. Once there is a cloud, the rain is coming. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 44. A little cloud. If there is anything that has stirred up your spirit, no matter how small it is, that's the cloud. You heard something that set you on fire, that's the cloud. You heard a word from God and you have made a decision from YMR, that's the cloud. You saw something manifested here that you have seen in your dreams and visions, that's the cloud. You heard a word here and you know out of 200,000 people gathered, that word was crafted for you. That's the cloud. Once the cloud is there, the rain is on the way. I have heard things this morning when I came for the morning session that represent my own cloud. Ah, within the next 12 months, something must happen. Oh. I mean, what I heard is cloud. In fact, I didn't just see the cloud of the hand of a man. I saw several clouds. New reabunkes arising. Oh my God. The office of the evangelist is not dead. It's just that men have run away from it. Gatherings that an entire city. I read to you in the morning, it says all Israel gathered. That was my own word of a cloud. How can a man say, gather to me? It's like someone saying, gather everybody in Lagos. And everybody in Lagos truly gathered. There is a mantle for it. How do you talk of millions gathering every month at the Holy Ghost service? There's a mantle for it. Lift your hands. There is somebody here. What no one has done in your generation. By the mantle that is right here at Redemption City, you are the next one to make it happen. I'm talking of massive crusades will begin to happen. Where 10,000 people give their lives to Christ. 20,000 people. Now, we count because men are countable. There is a dimension you get to. Like how it happens at the camp. Now, you can't count. Where do you begin from? You are counting and men are walking like an army to the restroom. Where do you start from? There was no record of how many in Israel gathered. But I saw in the word of God, the entire Israel gathered to see one man on the mountain. Larusha Fania Kataya. And he sent Ahab. Gather them to me. You must be very audacious to say, gather, come and watch. Didn't we hear in the morning? Pastor Polaji said he was in a meeting by Pastor W.F. Kumuyi, and he said, tonight is a night of open miracle. Nobody, don't close your eyes. We didn't doctor it. Don't close your eyes. And he saw visibly. Somebody was telling me about his encounter at Lekki 98. He said, I was there. This grace is available. You didn't come to an ordinary place. We have come to draw draw. Draw from you again. Again. Are you hearing me tonight? I don't know about you. I have come to draw. 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 Draw from you again. Again. One more time, I have come, everybody. I have come to draw. Draw, draw. Draw from you again. I had one cloudy experience, and maybe it's the first time I will share it to this size of congregation. The Lord told me one day, he said, Isaac, if you fail, you have failed your generation. Ah. He said, you are my promise to your generation. I told them someone is coming and I crafted you for the assignment. If you fail, do you know a generation is tied to you? There are lives that will never be better until you rise. You better know when the cloud shows. The sound, the vessel, but what of the cloud? Can you see the cloud in the realm of the spirit? Every word you have received at YML is a cloud. And that cloud is over you. The cloud. If the rain will fall, the cloud must gather. Can't you tell a new generation is rising? And you are still folding your arms and saying, you have time. The window is closing. Men in their teens will soon seize cities. Men in their 20s will soon seize states. Men in their 30s will soon seize nations. Men like Evan Roberts had the entire Wales at his command. 26 years old. You are nearing 40. The window is closing. But God has given our generation another chance. We can confidently say the rain is here because we see the clouds. Number four. First Kings 18 verse 46. If you can sit down, please do. If you can't, it's fine to stand. Of God was upon Elijah. That's not where the hand came from. You can't call fire and God's hand is not on you. You can't call for rain and God's hand is not on you. But the writer now says the hand was upon Elijah because again we see another supernatural act. How do you run faster than chariots? Oh, Luambe, Uriah. Are you awake at all? Come on. Ongbe mi fo. It's part of the rain. me say this to you. While there are many things to do, if you think the rain is the exclusive determination of humanity without divinity, you have missed it. There is a place for you to take a step, but there is a hand that comes upon a man. I speak to somebody here. Within the next 3 months, what you have not seen in 10 years, by the hand of God that comes on a man or woman that the rain is about to fall. That is, I'm talking about January, February, March. What you have not seen in 10 years, by the hand of God, will happen in your life. If you have eyes at all, you can look around. What we see at YMR is not a 7-year process. You are telling me this is the 7th year and we are seeing men and women, ministries represented like water. Tell me where in the world you see this happening. How do you plan it? How? How do you gather the people? How? From where? With what experience? But there is what they call, the Lord showed me maybe 10 years ago, there's what they call grace experience. Grace experience is superior to experience. Experience is not the best teacher. Because if you want to experience everything to learn, you may die while learning. But when the hand of God comes upon a man, they call it grace. Grace experience. What we are seeing in YMR is grace experience. It's the hand of God. Place your hand on your head. May the same hand of God upon that the Jew, that is upon P. Daniel, let that hand of God rest upon you and I tonight. Watch it. Time is short. So God has to introduce speed. Time is short. If we all need to go through a normal process for the gospel of this kingdom to be preached, we may not meet the timeline. So God will have his hand rest upon some people. That in 1 year, 10,000 people are gathering to a meeting. By year 2, 50,000 people are gathering. It's not because they are special. It's because of the hand of God. There's a man they call in East Africa, James Swainga or something like that. I read his story. In 7 weeks, 2,000 people began to attend this meeting. 7 weeks. The hand of God is real, oh. The hand of God is real. It's not publicity that gathers people. It's not. It's not the number of billboards that gathers people. I learned some time, I can't remember that scripture now, where the Bible talks about the aroma going forth. There is an aroma on this house that if Daddy Gio thinks a meeting is already a city. Because while he's thinking, the aroma is going. People are, they are smelling it. They are passing by billboards. Billboards don't feed you. Everybody moves towards where they can smell. When the hand of God begins to cook you, the hand of God mixing you, even your let somebody shout hallelujah is worth more than a 1-hour message. The hand of God. Place your hand on your head. Is it not rain we came for? It takes the hand of God. Say with me, oh hand of God, rest upon me now. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on. Lara bade ketemish kalabradi kaladia dabaya. Etemine ketoshi frede beagla. Awolu ambe loria yemio. Come on. Aba karate peti ke shabradi anaba. One more time. Ambe loria yemio. Are you praying at all the hand of God upon my life? I don't have many years. Ayakate brada balabaya da balabaya. Hey, Sasha Krete Panania. Listen, one way you know the hand of God is upon you is you begin to do things that are not normal. Results that cannot be explained yet cannot be denied. Can I tell you this? Listen. I just heard him now. How many want the hand of God? Listen to this bombshell. If the hand of God comes upon you truly, men will hate you. If everyone is your friend, the hand is not on you. Ah. Ask Elijah. The Elijahs of God who will arise must be ready for persecution. If it's the hand of God you want upon your life, deafen your ears and toughen your skin. You don't have all time. Is there any man or woman that has God's hand upon them that are not hated by many? Why wouldn't they hate you? Where they sweat, you don't sweat. Why wouldn't they hate you? The experience they have, you clearly don't have. Why wouldn't they hate you? Even sometimes the doctrine you preach is hard to understand, but the proofs are clear. Why wouldn't they hate you? You started behind them, now you have overtaken them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That word was for me. I don't know about somebody. You want the hand of God upon your life that will lead to the outpouring of His rain? Get ready for controversy. Because you will gain such unusual speed that even people you thought liked you will turn their back and say, we don't understand them anymore. How can they understand one who God is holding His hand? The hand of God. Gloria yemio. Ongbe mi fo. Listen, and so the hand of God will come upon a man like Philip, and he will be transported in the spirit and arrive at locations physically. We are back to those days before the arrival of Jesus, where men will travel by the hand of God. I heard of the story of a man. Listen to this. He was awakened one night and began to pray. And the Lord placed in his heart a location. He had never been there. And the Lord took him in the spirit to that location. That is, I'm talking not in the same country, a different continent, I believe, if I remember the story well. And he saw himself ministering there and the hand of God moving. Many years later, somebody met him and said, I think I know you. He said, no, we have never met. He said, no, I'm sure I know you. Did you not come to this country on this day you ministered? The man never traveled physically, but was transported. I'm speaking to somebody here. The hand of God that is able to catapult someone who doesn't look like it. The hand of God that is able to move a man who doesn't qualify. The hand of God that is able to move a man who started late. The hand of God that is able to move a man who has no name. And in a short time transform his life. Put your hand on your head. May that hand of God rest upon us. 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 Come on, may that hand of God rest upon us. 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 In the name of Jesus. And finally, 5 minutes to go and we close. The sound, the vessel, the cloud, the hand of God, and the rain. So that's why we said the rain is the product of a process. The rain or the outpouring or the revival that we cry for is the product of a process. One, did you hear the sound? Two, what is the state of the vessel? Three, have you seen the cloud? Are your eyes open to see the cloud? Four, has the hand of God rested upon you? If these four things have happened, then you qualify for the race. Stand on your feet, everybody. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Oluwa, I'm there. Forgive me, the song is heavy on my spirit. Ongbe mi fo, ongbe mi sare. Oh, Oluwa, I'm there. Gloria, yemi o. I see my clouds. Aradabash Kradabaya. You will not see wind.
You will not see
rain.
You will not see
the valley rain. Shall be filled.
Shall be filled with water.
You will not see wind.
You will not see rain.
You will not see rain.
You will not see
the
rain.
Valley shall be filled. Father, we honor you. Thank you for the privilege to ascend. Thank you for Mount Carmel, the place of the fire and the place of the rain, the place of revival and the place of outpouring. the place of personal encounters and the place of corporate encounters. I honor you and I give you the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.